This is the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
All right, I just want to ask you, I'm going to be clear. You think that flags are being desecrated?
Sir, I don't think that flags are being desecrated. I know that flags are being desecrated. And first of all, I'm a Korean War veteran, 1950-1952, and during the Korean War, I was on a destroyer for the United States Navy.
You're a Navy veteran.
I'm a Navy veteran. And I will tell you...
And now, if you're on a cordless, you need to get a little bit closer to the base there, okay?
Yes, sir. I will tell you that I don't mind seeing people fly flags, but flag etiquette, according to the United States Marine Corps Code of Conduct for the American flag, is as follows. You don't let it touch the ground. You don't spill things on it. You don't use it to wipe things up. Now, that's the military code of conduct, United States Marine Corps etiquette for the flag. And what we have been seeing in this country over the last month to 2 months are flags being desecrated at a record clip. And what I have tried to do is to educate people, and of course it got me into that problem. And
Do you think that a flag on a T-shirt, I'll ask anybody listening, is a flag on a T-shirt... Is that a flag? I mean...
You better believe that's a flag. And what I saw at 31 Flavors made me sick. And
well, this has nothing to do with Baskin-Robbins.
No. I was over... But I saw the boy, and I had spoken to his father.
Well, the kid was wearing... And just so you guys know, this gentleman's saying he was over... You were over at the ice cream store.
Oh, I was over getting some mint... you know, the chocolate chip my wife likes. Now, I see this kid who's probably about 6 years old. He's wearing an American flag T-shirt, and he's eating Rocky Road. And I want to tell you a little bit about Rocky Road ice cream. I don't like it, and I've never liked Rocky Road ice cream because it reminds me of the mud that our American boys died in Korea. A T-shirt is a cloth, and there's a flag on it, and that technically is a flag.
Hold on, whoa. I got to back up on the Rocky Road thing. The kid was...
Right away, I'll admit to you, I was angry because I saw the kid eating Rocky Road. And Rocky Road has...
It reminds you of the mud that American soldiers died in Korea.
Rocky Road has always reminded me of what comes out of the end of a horse, and it looks like the mud that our boys fought and died in Korea. Yes, sir. The frozen mud of Korea where my pals died. And there's a kid eating it. And then on top of that, it was spilled down the front of the T-shirt that was emblazoned with the flag that I love dearly.
Okay, Lloyd, can I say something?
And that was a flag that a lot of guys died for.
No, I know that, sir. Can I say something? The flag on the T-shirt, okay, you're talking about a six-year-old boy eating ice cream. Six-year-old, do you have any grandkids?
I've got a grandson, yeah. Oh, I know the kids get sloppy. Of course I do.
Okay, so you know a kid's going to slop some ice cream onto it. But the fact that he's wearing it, isn't that a nice thing?
It's a nice thing, yes. But if they don't show any respect by eating an ice cream that is reminiscent of the very frozen mud that our men died in... And
Are you got a problem with Rocky Road or what the kid did to the flag?
I don't like what he did to the flag. I am telling you, it's personal for me because he was eating the Rocky Road. I don't think the kid should... Of course he has the right to eat any ice cream that he wants. But when I saw that... It could have been, for instance, vanilla.
And if he'd spilled vanilla on the flag...
It wouldn't have been as painful, but I still would have felt it was a desecration, yes.
All right, so what we're talking about here is a flag getting stuff spilled on it.
Getting stuff spilled on it. And, you know, you can go out to the malls, you can go out to the different locations where the families are. Excuse me, I am really...
Okay, I understand. Go ahead.
You can go out to see all the little kids with the flags, and what are they doing? They're waving it, and then they throw it on the ground because they're tired of it, and it's a toy. They're waving a flag, and then they wipe their face with the dirty, filthy baby food that they're eating. They're wearing American flag T-shirts, and then they're spilling or drooling slop down the front of it. Now, the United States Military Code of Conduct states... that if an American flag is desecrated, it must be burned. And spilling Rocky Road on an American flag is like putting the flag in mud. Oh, man, I...
Well, the first thing you got to do is get over the problem you got with Rocky Road.
No, it's not a problem. That's not the problem.
Well, but you got angry because a kid was spilling Rocky Road. Spilling anything on the flag you don't like, right?
I don't like. And I'll tell you...
Well, hold on. Our number, 1-800-449-8686. This is a Navy veteran we're speaking with. Lloyd Bonafide, United States Navy veteran. Is that correct, sir?
Yeah, well, it's not the British Navy.
No, I know. It was the U.S. Navy in Korea, and you, basically what you did is you pulled a T-shirt off the kid and burned it. Is that right?
Yes, I did.
And that was the problem you got into with his father?
I got, well, the police, let me tell you something. If it means saving an American flag, the police can charge me with battery from here until sweet Jesus. Because the fact is...
Well, you pulled the shirt off.
Yes, I did, sir, yeah. I pulled...
You pulled the T-shirt off of the boy and then lit it with a Zippo lighter, right? Isn't that what you did?
Let me tell you about the men who died for that flag.
I understand. Isn't that what you did?
You're GD right, I did. I pulled it off of him, and I pulled out the lighter, and I burned it. And I told the man that that's what you're supposed to do with any flag that is desecrated. And I have done that for the last month, burning flags all over the San Gabriel Valley when I see a kid, especially the kids, desecrate it.
Do you see adults desecrating flags? Do you see...
Not the way the children have the little plastic flag that they wave, and then they get bored and they go, I don't care. Onto the ground it goes.
All right. Now, your wife, we spoke to your wife earlier, and we talked to a Dr. Newman.
All right, whoa. That's private. That's private.
No, but you are taking some kind of a nerve medicine.
No, whoa. Don't even go there, okay?
Well, your wife was concerned because, as you indicated, for the last month, you've been taking flags away from kids and setting fire to them. And
according to the code of conduct, when an American flag is desecrated, it must be burned. And
so you consider...
The kids' parents are pressing charges... Because I chased the kid down, and I didn't...
All right, well, the kid's running away from you because he's afraid, because he sees some man chasing him with a lighter in his hand, okay?
I wasn't going to hurt that boy.
I know that, but if I'm a father and I see my son being chased through a mall by a man with a lighter, what do you think I'm supposed to think?
I would think if you were an intelligent man, you'd say, my boy desecrated that flag. Obviously, that man wants to set fire to it.
With my kid in it? I mean...
That is ridiculous. I would never do that.
Well, he did. Did this guy know you?
No, sir, he did not.
So when he sees you chasing his son, holding a lighter...
Well, what, does he think I'm going to set the boy on fire? I'm trying to...
No, I know what you're doing. You're trying to burn properly a flag that's been desecrated. The other question that I would have is it necessarily desecrated because there's been crap spilled on it? You know what I'm saying?
Yes. Yes, it is. And if it touches the ground, it's desecrated. If you spill something on it, it's been desecrated. If you fold it the wrong way, it's desecrated. If you go, like I see so many of these babies, well, I don't like it anymore, and they throw it onto the ground, then you burn it. And
how many flags in the last month and a half have you burned?
Probably into the hundreds. I've picked up flags and set fire to them. When I see a child and
getting into trouble all the time, or
no, not necessarily. A lot of the flags on cars that fly off, I burn them on the spot. My neighbor, Bill Elliott, who is a very dear friend, he's a Marine Corps veteran, but he forgot to uplight his flag one night.
Now I know that because we have a flag in front of our house, and we are. Keep it lit at night.
As well you should, sir.
Yeah, we keep it lit at night. Well, your friend didn't have it lit.
No, he did not. The flag had not been uplit for about three nights, so I set fire to it.
But Mr. Elliott complained to the police that when you set fire to the flag, it was still hanging from his house, and he had somewhere in the neighborhood of $3,000 of damage on the rain gutter.
Well, you know what? He ought to get the flag down.
No, but you damaged a rain gutter and you damaged some roofing tiles, setting fire to the flag on his house.
Well, I can understand his anger, but it's...
So if you're going to burn a flag, at least take it off of... You know, that's why that guy was upset, because he thought maybe his kid...
No. You don't... No, I wasn't going to set fire to the kid. Let me tell you something. Him eating the Rocky Road, I should have set fire to the kid. But
you should have set fire to the kid's eating Rocky Road. He doesn't know that that Rocky Road represents the frozen mud that your buddies died in Korea. And how you made that connection.
When I first saw Rocky Road ice cream, I said, GD, there it is. It looks exactly like the rotten, stinking mud that Marines crawled in Korea. And I will never, ever, ever allow Rocky Road to be served in my home. I will never eat Rocky Road. And when I go to a birthday party or I go to a child's birthday party at Farrell's where they're having the ice cream cake, like my grandson, he had his big party and they brought out Rocky Road. I said, mister, that's your first mistake. You want to make your second mistake, you'll leave it on the table.
What did he do?
He picked it up.
Picked it up.
You're G.D. Wright.
1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. Here is Bill. Bill, go ahead.
Hey, Phil, I got to say first that I respect all the veterans that fought for this country, but at the same time...
Thank you very much.
Yeah, but as a father, I got to tell you one other thing. I respect the American flag, but if I see you or anybody else coming after my six-year-old kid, I got to clean your clock. I got to take you
well,
out.
Well, you know what? You're welcome to take your chances.
Not even trying.
You pay your money, you take your chances. But you want to clean my clock. Why don't you clean your son's shirt? Why in the name of God?
I will apologize for my son's shirt. I'll apologize for anything
I have to ask my
did.
Caller. Hold on. I got to ask my other caller to get closer to the phone because
I'm sorry.
I can hear your phone. Go ahead, Bill.
Yeah, I was just saying that I respect the fact that he's upset about the flag, you know, being dirty and stuff.
There's desecration of the flag going on all over this country with little kids dragging it, you know, through their potty, the little pot. I found my five-year-old. He stuck the flag into his potty bowl. Now, what am I supposed to do with that?
I'm not arguing about that point. What I'm telling you is you grab a shirt off my six-year-old son, I'm going to clean your clock.
No, you're not, because that's the United States American flag being desecrated by some rugrat eating the mud that our soldiers died in.
So that gives you the right to go after my six-year-old son? Grow up. Are you an adult or are you a little kid?
I mean, how about asking the father... Hey, look at the flag. You know what I'm saying?
No. Because
exactly.
Then you get a guy like this who thinks that he's King Kong. No, the
it's
only
not
thing
King
you can
Kong.
Do...
You wouldn't protect your own son. Tell me
of
you
course.
Wouldn't protect your son if someone.
I'm
came
not
after
hurting
him.
Your. I'm not hurting your son. I'm taking
you
that
took
flag.
You took his shirt off his back, and I'm supposed to think you're not hurting him?
How am I hurting him when I'm taking the shirt out of the flag and I'm protecting the flag by setting fire to it in a mall?
I don't have
oh,
any
boy.
Idea what you're doing. All I see is a man pulling a shirt off my six-year-old son. A man comes after my son, he's going down.
Well, wait
There's
a second.
Nobody in this country will convict
so you
for
weren't
that.
Aware of the fact that your son was wearing a flag. Is that it?
Whether he is or isn't makes no difference. You come after my son,
you don't love your
stand
country.
Behind me.
Well, then you don't love your country. And
I
you
love
don't...
the country,
that doesn't
but
happen.
I love my son more. And anybody that doesn't understand what family's all about.
All right, let me ask you this. So your son takes a dump in the parking lot and wipes his rear end with the American flag, and I'm supposed to stand there and smile and go, what a nice boy.
My
is that what I'm supposed
never
to
do?
That.
I would
What's
never
that?
Let my son do that.
But
I'm
you
not
let him.
Your point.
You
what
let
I'm
him drip the grit the mud of Korea. Wearing a flag on your shirt is a very huge responsibility, and I think you should remind your son to keep the Rocky Road off of it, and not even to eat the Rocky Road since it symbolizes so much horror for American Marines.
And if you want
Rocky
to explain
Road.
That to me, I'll talk to you about it. And I'll say, hey, I didn't realize it. I'm sorry. But you don't touch my son. You ever do that, you're crossing over the boundary.
I think you're going to get a lot of parents saying that, and I can't believe you've already been charged with battery on three different occasions. And
well, you know what? They can charge. Put me in prison. They put Martin Luther in prison, didn't they? And they put.
This isn't a civil disobedience issue. This is simply common sense. Thank you, Bill, for your call. 1-800-449-8686. We're talking with Lloyd Bonafide. I respect our veterans, just as that last gentleman, as he so eloquently put it. But the desecration of an American flag by a kid wearing a flag on a shirt and dripping Rocky Road, and I still don't get how the Rocky Road reminds him of the mud that our Marines died in Korea. He won't eat Rocky Road. But he pulled the shirt off of that kid and set fire to it with his, and what is it, Craig? Navy issue Zippo, which he's had for 50 years. And this guy has been burning flags, 30 of them, for the last month. Not because he doesn't love the flag, but because he doesn't want to see it desecrated by having stuff dripped on it. Anyway, it's the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. We'll be right back.
The Phil Hendry Show is back.
We're back here. Hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Your 5-year-old grandson had an American flag, the little plastic. Let's keep in mind, you love the flag.
Well, what do you think I've been talking about here?
No, I understand that. I just want to make sure, because you're burning flags, people think that you don't like the flag. You burn it because it's been desecrated.
According to the Military Code of Conduct and etiquette around the United States flag, if it has been desecrated or in any way has been abused or mutilated by dragging on the ground, by being flown without a light, any of those things, yes, then the flag is duly set on fire by a military-issue Zippo lighter. Now, you can't light it on fire with a...
What, like with a match?
No, you have to use the one that I use is my Navy issue. And I can tell you...
All right, let me get back to your son. Your grandson. Your grandson puts the flag into a potty.
That's right. I set fire to it. And I set fire to his potty tray, too. I was so incensed. And
how old is he?
He's just under 2. They're potty training him.
Well, Jesus, he ought to still be in diapers.
Well, no. Not him. No, we're sticking him on the can, and he's going to learn how to do it.
All right, 1-800. The kid's going to do that, man. He's going to take the flag and shove it into the potty. I mean...
I understand that, but there's no way he flies that flag again. Let me tell you something. If he'd been sitting on that potty, I would have set fire to his ass. That's how angry I was.
All right, hold on, man, because there's an awful lot being said here, especially after conversing with your wife and with this Dr. Newman that says that... Are you... do you go to the VA for medicine?
Uh-huh. Yes, I do.
Do you think that you're unbalanced?
No, I do not think I'm unbalanced. I went through a lot in my life, but I do take some of the medicines that they've given me.
And by setting fire to flags on kids' shirts...
No, kids don't have any respect for the flag. They don't know the difference between Old Glory and Blue's Clues. As far as they're concerned, it's that GD dog, and oh, man.
All right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Let me go over to Don. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
How are you doing?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Sir, he actually needs to definitely see a psychiatrist.
Got your radio turned up there, Don? Don?
Huh?
You got your radio turned up?
No.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. He definitely needs to see
a psychiatrist. Look, I've talked to the Navy doctor. Are you a doctor?
No, but I am a veteran, and I have had sensitivity training. I do know what the fundamental principle of what I serve my country by going over to Panama, and by serving in the Persian Gulf, and by serving in Somalia, and I prepare to go back over to Afghanistan if necessary. And what that fundamental right, sir, is to serve under the flag and preserve the very fundamental freedoms that people have to stand nose to nose with me and argue the thing that I've built my entire life on, arguing against. That's called the Bill of Rights.
You do not desecrate
the flag.
And
this country,
and if
you need to embrace
that. If you are
truly
in the military, then you understand how a flag is treated. If you're really in the military.
I understand exactly how a flag is treated.
And for a member of the military, and what about the Rocky Road and all of the things I've mentioned?
You know, the Rocky Road thing is just shows that you are definitely mentally unbalanced.
How do you figure that?
How do you figure a piece of ice cream... You know, I watch people die. You know, I saw people die over there. So now I can't paint my house tan because it reminds me of the desert. You know, give
that's
us a break.
Right. And the Rocky Road reminds me of the Korean mud that they do.
All right, we'll be right back. Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
1-800-449-8686.
And I'm back here with Lloyd, Korean War veteran. The flags that we see flying all over America these days, it must make you very proud. I mean, you have to be proud to see a flag flying the way that it is, to see the people, you know, flying the colors the way that they do. You know what I'm saying? In other words, it must be a phenomenal thing to see. Isn't it something that you're proud of?
You know, I love to see that flag flying, but when I see a four-year-old child take it, and hit the dog with it, or tie it around the cat's ass, or, you know, I saw one kid say something along the lines of, "Oops, I had an accident," and the mother takes the pants down, and it's an American flag diaper. That's when I see red.
Would you take the diaper off the kid?
That's when I see red.
No, answer my question. Would you pull the diaper off that kid and burn the diaper?
You're G.D. right.
Boy, oh boy, pal, you're going to have some problem. That may be desecrating a flag, but you're going to have some serious problems. Here is Shannon on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, Shannon.
Well, for one, I have a real serious problem with what he's been saying. Number one, you have to realize that at four-year-olds and everything else, we dress our children. So you shouldn't have a problem with the kids. You should have a problem with the parents. And if you ever
I don't have a problem with the kid. I got a problem with the shirt.
No, but you do have a problem with the kid because you're grabbing the kid. You're grabbing the shirt off the kid's back.
Yeah, not the kid.
Let me tell you something.
See,
if you ever touched my car, it'd be the last thing you did. You wish you were back in whatever you were in.
Quit fantasizing. Quit fantasizing.
Oh, please quit fantasizing. Let me tell you something. My husband's in the military.
What do you think about an American flag
My grandfather
diaper?
Was in World War II.
What about an American flag
My dad was
flag
in Vietnam.
Diaper?
And I have never, ever seen anybody like you
what
like
about
this.
An American flag diaper?
I cannot believe that your child
pooped
in the toilet and he wiped his butt with an American flag. That's your problem.
Green mixture into a flag?
Excuse me?
Do you think that... What about an American flag diaper where a mother proudly allows her child...
I don't believe in that.
Okay.
But
so
on the same token,
I
don't believe in some old man chasing my child down with a lighter.
Let me ask you a question, Lloyd, if I may jump in here, Shannon. So you say that you would burn that diaper.
Yes, I would.
And what if you couldn't get the diaper off the kid for whatever reason because of safety pins?
You beat his butt?
I hope that child doesn't mind getting hot because...
What, you would set fire to the diaper with the kid in it?
Mister... I left some buddies back in the Rocky Road ice cream mixture of Korea.
You know what? People like you need to be locked up.
Locked? Well, you're calling me nuts now. Is that it?
You are nuts.
Go
you
ahead.
Are out
Don't
of your mind. You are out of your flipping mind.
I want
there
to know
is something
what
wrong with
Spit
you.
Spit it out. Spit it out. What are
you're
going to
set
exactly?
a little boy on fire, a little girl
Just
on fire
set
because
a kid
they have
on
a
fire?
Diaper on their butt? They didn't put that
Why
on there. Their
Why
parents
they...
did it.
Why are they doing their doo-doo into it?
Hey, they didn't do that. Their parents did it, not them.
Let me
Grow
tell you
up,
something, Shannon.
Oh, my God.
Shannon,
open your
I'm
eyes.
A,
You're
I'm
an old man. Open your eyes.
Man. If I was wearing a diaper, and there are some individuals of my age who do, and it was on fire, I'd take it off. And I would expect any child whose diaper I set fire to remove that diaper post-haste.
At 4 years old or under that, they don't know what to do. They're like, oh, my God,
they
my butt's on fire. Hello.
Well, they sure as hell know how to take their poo out of their diaper and throw it all over the room, now, don't they?
Well, you know what?
And
some people your age,
me?
Don't they? They I know how to throw their crap all over the place, but you know what? You have no
well,
right.
I'll tell you, you're telling me that a kid that throws his own...
You know, Lloyd...
No, I'm just emotional.
Well, you're emotional.
No,
I
you made us emotional.
No,
for us,
you,
for
you.
Us that are that we're serving our country now, and you're going to be emotional.
You're serving your country.
I tell you what, why don't
by
you get
in
your uniform?
And
you go out,
and
you do what we have to do.
Well, look, if
and if you can't handle it, well,
room,
hey, we'll just send you out to the pasture.
Lady, I fought for this country. And
you know
every
what?
Time
so
I
has my husband.
Eat.
So has my family. So I don't want to hear
do
your BS.
What do they think about Rocky Road? You know what? I'd like to know what they think about Rocky Road ice cream.
Really? I tell
what
you what,
they
don't
it?
Think nothing about it. Oh, my God,
oh,
a baby,
really?
baby
oh,
dribbles
crap.
It onto the American flag on their shirt, and you're going to set the baby on fire? I tell you what, bud, I'll set your butt on fire.
Yeah, let me tell you something, lady. If you could get your hand down the back of your diaper, you can take it off.
Hey, you know what? You tell me where you live, and I'll come. I'll set your diaper on fire.
You know something? You know, I can hear people laughing.
Well, there's some people in the studio here who think that this is pretty ridiculous.
Let me tell you
what. It's ridiculous because he's being ridiculous.
I'm not being ridiculous.
You know what? Everybody right now is showing their patriotism. They're trying to show support for their country, and you're sitting there downgrading everybody. You're sitting there saying that we're nothing.
98, when she finally had to give me the medicine, and I said, you know, I'm wearing diapers now, and this is about as low as it gets.
But
if I ever see anybody try to set fire to my diaper, I will tell you.
You know what? Because eventually you're going to dribble on that American flag whenever you're wearing it and you don't know what's going on.
Well, guess what? And this is probably going to mess your plans up because I wear a flame retardant diaper.
Hey, there's always a way to get through it.
What in the hell?
Yeah, that's right.
There's always a way to get through it.
The diapers that I wear are flame retardant.
Is that all you have to say?
Is that it? I mean, you must be you are mental.
Do you think that's
who is this?
I'm sorry?
Yes, who's this?
This is the Phil Hendry Show.
Did he get the phone again? I'm sorry. This is...
flame retardant.
Hello?
See, I proved my point. He is out of his mind.
The guy's got... He
doesn't know what he's doing. He should be locked
up. You know
up.
Something? We are... This
setting
is the
kids on fire.
Home.
What kind of man is that?
I am a nurse here, and apparently he got out of the day room.
Well, you know what? Then there's something wrong with your nursing home to let a man like that loose.
I have to agree with that.
We are very sorry. I had no idea he was in the TV room, and he was watching, as he always do, Wheel of Fortune and like
You better
that.
Make sure that man doesn't get
Absolutely.
Loose on the streets, huh?
Yeah, because he's claiming that he's setting fire to children.
I am so sorry. He doesn't mean any harm.
He does. He set our children on fire. Give me a break.
Come here.
I am mad.
I'm going to spank you.
You better spank him hard.
All right. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
And we're in New York City, and the preceding bit where you heard the voice of Lloyd, that was played by me. And all the callers, they thought Lloyd was a real guy. But, you know, it's for you, the audience. The callers, they come, they go, they're here, they're not. But you, the audience, we love you and we do it for you. And we're doing it this week from New York City at the Museum of Television and Radio. It's on 52nd Street, right next door to the 21 Club, right up the street from another place called Maloney's and Petrocelli's or something like that, which is like an Irish-Italian pub, right down the street from some Italian joint where Craig got a big piece of pizza and it was sloppy and it was all over the plate and he had to stand up to eat it and he loved it. And we're just a few blocks south of Central Park and just a couple of blocks over from the Rockefeller Center. It's all here in New York City, and our trip here brought to you by Priceline.com, Phil Hendry's official travel provider for airline tickets, hotel rooms, and rental cars. Go to Priceline.com for all of your travel needs. Priceline.com, bringing you the Phil Hendry Show this week from New York City. So, and you want to know what else is really cool about this town? Craig was walking home last night from one of his sojourns, and not one, but two hookers in the same block propositioned him, and one of them had her own car. Now, you may say to yourself, well, that doesn't sound like anything that I... No, it was very tasteful. I mean, walking all through this place, you don't know, but he was walking by. It was a guy walking by himself. Women walk around here, there's no problem. He's walking by himself, and a couple of prostitutes, one of them with her own car, pulled up and said... What was exactly what she said? Do you want some company was the one line, and the other was something along the lines with what it is. And one of them had really big hands, too. So it's just a great town, man. Just a great, great town to have some fun in. But as I was saying, it's a lot safer than it is in L.A. When did you ever think I'd say those words? All right, I want to tell you about our website, by the way. Our website is philhenryshow.com. And when you get on the website, you get a backstage pass. What does the backstage pass get you? Well, for instance, I'll give an example. We did a lot of pre-show banter with the audience in Los Angeles Friday night before we went on the air. A lot of Q&A, a lot of talking to the audience, a lot of shtick. You can't hear that on the air, but you can hear it on our website if you have a backstage pass. You can hear behind-the-scenes, archived stuff. You can hear bits that go back 4, 5, 6 years, different generations of the Phil Henry Show. You can hear the last 30 days of all of our shows archived. You can get live streaming during the show, or you can hear the show anytime you want, 24 hours a day, that day's show, on our website. Additionally, there's all kinds of games. There's a fun house. There's trivia games that we play. There's our Phil Henry Polls America question. It's all there on the philhenryshow.com website. And all you got to do to get all of it is to pick up your backstage pass. And what is that? Well, it's a very small charge of $6.95 a month for all the Phil Henry Show audio. Now, this is audio that has been bootlegged. It has been put on other sites. It's been hung up on Napster and hung out to dry on Napster and everything else. Now we got it all back on our own site and more than ever before. And the quality is like a million times better than it was on any of these other sites. So go to philhenryshow.com, check out the website, pick up your backstage pass. Boom. You're now a member, ma'am, and you have it all, and I think I called you ma'am, and I meant to call you man. You have it all, and for only $6.95 a month. And we've got a lot of subscribers signing up, too, as a matter of fact. So the other thing that we're going to be planning for the next few months ahead is the PhilCam, where you can actually see us do our show. We had a big crowd on Friday night at the Museum of Television and Radio in Los Angeles. I don't know, somewhere in the neighborhood of like 300 people in the theater there. And then we had another few hundred outside watching it on a closed-circuit TV. People like to see this show. I don't know why, but they do. So what we thought we'd do is every now and again have the PhilCam where you can actually look in on the show as it's happening. That's going to be part of our website as well. So philhenryshow.com for all your Phil Henry Show website needs. Here in New York, like I say, we are in what is called Midtown, and then there's Uptown, and then there's Downtown, and then there's the Bronx, and then there's Chelsea, and there's Soho, and there's Greenwich Village, and there's East Side, and there's West Side, and you're all around the town. And they got the Hudson River and the East River and the Statue of Liberty, and they have a floating museum of the Naval Floating Museum. All of these things I've just mentioned to you, Craig Taylor wants to go see everything. And we're working in the middle of all of this. And I'm going to be leaving on Saturday. Actually, I'll have some time on Saturday morning if you want to go around, because Maria's going to be splitting early, so we'll have a little bit of time. But between the hotel and here, the only places that I'm really able to access with any great frequency, and the only thing that I'm really able to do with any great frequency, is eat. But what's wonderful about it is between here and the hotel, you could just anywhere you want to stop in. Places are open late. You can get a drink. You can get something to eat. You can. Last night, man, at like midnight, they're roller skating on that rink. Any of you guys seen that NBC Today show? What did I say? Roller skating? They're ice skating, yeah. And you know how, like, they have all the white trash all the people standing there with the signs? I'm kidding. I'm joking. Come on. They have all the people standing there with the signs. Well, the studio's there, and then they got this ice skating rink. And I don't know why, but I stood with Maria. We stood there for, like, a few seconds, like a couple of idiots, watching people going around and around in ice skates. You know, it's really not all that interesting. But what is cool about it is the ice skating rink is open at midnight. Midnight! Where the hell else? They got no ice skating rink that I know of that's open at midnight in L.A. or anywhere else for that matter. At midnight, there's people skating. And Taylor is going ice skating tonight. Hey, by the way, what is that? People here care, don't care about the Yankees? Oh, yeah, people are asking me whether the Yankees... I haven't heard anybody talking about the World Series. I haven't heard one human being talking about the World Series. Now, I got into this discussion with my staff yesterday about the World Series, and we all know that baseball is just about had it. What you may not know is that the World Series, which used to be a huge event, the World Series is being played, and the World Series involves this year, as it has four of the last 5 years, the New York Yankees. If you go to Taylor's Hotel, and I bet you if you go to our hotel, the concierge has tickets available. it ain't sold out for the World Series. So New York, like any other place in America, is moving on. And the Yankees, for what they've meant to the city for so many years, and they meant a lot, they're now just sort of an afterthought. I heard one lady, as I was walking over here, I heard one lady on the street say, "At what time's the game?" That was it. That was the only reference I ever heard to the World Series. One person mentioning, "Oh, yeah, what time's the game on?" That, I mean, if New York is not into baseball, it's pretty much gone, the rest of the country. And I don't know whether I'm sad about that or not, but, you know, whatever. And I remember before we came here, I thought, hey, maybe we can get some tickets to the series, but I don't want to be the only guy there. So after we get off the air tonight, we're going to take a nice, long, leisurely walk back to the hotel or someplace, and we're going to, guess what, stop in and enjoy ourselves, maybe getting a little aperitif someplace, a little something to eat. But the fact of the matter is, with so many wonderful places open late into the night, so many places to go, you're never at a loss. And where did we go last night, Maria? Some kind of a deli market where the food, you know, well, you ate it. But anyway, no, it was fine. It was okay. It looked delicious. And the other thing, as I mentioned, you know, this is a city that is continuing to build. There are not just crews at work down at Ground Zero. There are people building buildings here. There are skyscrapers that are still going up. There are restoration going on. There is renovation going on. Everywhere I turn around, there's a construction crew. Do you notice that? Everywhere you go, there's a crew of guys working on something. This place is an inspiration. Everybody else is hanging onto pillows and frozen in time and paralyzed with fear. New York City is the place that took the brunt and the full force of the punch that this country absorbed. This is the place that took the shot for the rest of us, and these guys are moving on. There's nobody paralyzed here. There is nobody, you know, this is the city where they got the anthrax along with Washington, D.C. This is the town where they've gotten the horror of these terrorist attacks. But this place continues to move forward. And I'm seeing smiling faces. I'm seeing laughing people. I'm seeing people enjoying their lives, happy that they're in this city. So let me just say, man, you know, if you need inspiration, if you want to feel better about America these days, and I don't know how paranoid some of you guys are, come to New York City, man. You'll feel better. The very place where Ground Zero is, the very place that got hit on September the 11th. You want to feel better about America? Come here. I kid you not. It's a stone, amazing thing. Maybe we come from some cynical communities. I don't know. I do know back in Los Angeles, there are a lot of people who are afraid and they're worried and, you know. What's with the $20.01 lunches? What are you talking about? Oh, is Giuliani? Giuliani is offering $20.01 lunches and $30.01 dinners. Well, there you go, guys. $20.01. Does that mean like 2001?
That's exactly right.
Okay, good. I can't. Sorry, Mr. Mayor. I'm stupid. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. You're listening to the Phil Henry Show, broadcasting all this week from the great, great metropolitan Big Apple. Big, bad city of New York.